The US Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Yeah, let's go to Harley in the United States of America. This General Motors strike. Harley.
Well, it has cost GM about $2 billion, and it looks like it may be ending soon. There's a tentative agreement. The picket lines will probably stay up for another couple of days while the rank and file take a vote on it, but the expectation is that they will. They have not released details, but we think that it'll include certainly pay raises, some lump sum payments to some people, and most importantly, I think, requirements that new vehicles that GM brings along are built in U.S. factories. Well, that would be right along the line of what everybody wants to see anyway, so this could be this could work out pretty well.
Very well. And surely am I right in saying that the ground is moving from underneath Nancy Pelosi?
Well, it may be. I mean, there's been at least one proposal to remove her, and some have said that she needs to be impeached and things like that because she refuses to, you know, force everyone in the House to take a stand on whether or not there ought to actually be an impeachment investigation, an official one. Everything they're doing right now is like it's never been done before. And so that means it's going to wind up in court. Trump says he'll challenge the constitutionality of what they're doing. And if the courts, ultimately perhaps the Supreme Court, decide, and of course the Democrats love that because it keeps it right there, headlines for them all the time, all the way up to the next election, which is the point of all this, because they know they're not going to get an impeachment.
That's it.
But nonetheless, I mean, that's really what it's all about. It's all politics.
No, it is politics.
It is politics.
And meanwhile, as a result of the politics, they've buried Joe Biden. He's gone, Joe Biden. He can still have these Democratic convention meetings and whatever, but he will not be the candidate, Joe Biden. Now, NASA, here we go again. Come on, get into your spacesuit.
Well, they got two new spacesuits. They just, you know, show them off to reporters and actually some students when they showed this. This is all part of the Artemis Moon program. President said, let's get back to the moon by 2024. That's, you know, very accelerated. And the idea then is to, you know, colonize the moon sufficiently to stage trips to Mars. These suits are important, however, because we've never had an all-female spacewalk. We're going to have one tomorrow. They tried it back in March, and they realized, uh-oh, we don't have enough spacesuits to go around. Didn't have one for, you know, at least one of the female astronauts. So they're making some new ones. They're going to be getting them back up there, and hopefully they'll be able to go tomorrow.
Well done, Harley, and he's booked his ticket already to go to the moon. Harley Carnes.